We got Jamie on the horn from Gwynn Bait and Tackle. Jamie, how was the weekend?
Oh, great weekend this weekend. Had some beautiful weather. We had a few giveaways. So good weekend. Lots of anglers out.
Well, you know, I'm calling to talk mostly about ice fishing, so I appreciate you giving us a little time today. Let's start with overall conditions, because I am hearing about a lot of slush out there and then snow on top of that. I'm hoping you're telling me there's at least 8 inches of ice most places, though.
Yeah, most of the lakes you're going to find in this area are going to be a little bit slushy. That last little batch of snow there when we got, unfortunately, we didn't have any wind with it, so it didn't whip anything around. Prior to that, even with all the snow we had, that wind that hard packed that. So it was great conditions. So right now you're going to be dragging through a little bit, at least until it cools down a little bit more. But once you get out on the lake, you're going to be 7 inches above base ice. You got about 2 inches of slush above that and about 2 inches of ice above that. So you kind of break through a little slush. Then you got 7 inches. I've heard of many people bringing their snow machines out already on the East Bass, Big Shag. One of the biggest issues, unfortunately, you're going to find in the Gwynn area is the launches. You know, with that first initial batches of snow we got there, we really got hit hard and a lot of trees went down. So a lot of unplowed launches. We're trying to fight to get those up and going. So if the launch isn't right off the road, you're going to have a little bit of trouble getting back to it. But the lakes that are accessible, Big Shag, East Bass, a lot of anglers going out to Little Trout. Hearing good reports, they're staying on a lot of panfish, getting a few crappie, decent amount of pike. So there is fishing available for certain.
Well, I appreciate the update, especially on the access and understanding that there are lakes that people are taking some snow machines on. I imagine with that snow and slush, though, no four-wheelers?
I haven't seen any four-wheelers. A lot of people, where they need to make the hike out, they either know somebody who lives on the lake or they're accessing it that way. Otherwise, they're just using their machine just to get to the lake from wherever they have to park. So we as anglers, I think we're going to have to change things up a little bit if this happens again, get some sort of funding. We got to maintain these launches so the anglers can get out and enjoy the outdoors.
Yeah, I would agree with that for sure. Jamie, I want to get back with you and talk about some specific fish that they're catching in specific lakes, and then talk a little gear if we can get a little more time from you.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait to talk to you then. Hope everybody's having a good day. We'll talk to you in a while.
Jamie from Gwynn Bait and Tackle will continue in our next Outdoor Report, so stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.